I'm happy to be here with you today. Here's somebody else who's happy, David in Plainfield. He is the winner of two complimentary green fees and a cart for 18 holes of golf at the Whitaker Woods Golf Club. That's in New Buffalo, Michigan. It's just not that far away. Grounds are beautiful. You can go to Golf Whitaker. I looked it up, golfwhitaker.com. They've got a photo gallery. It really is a beautiful course, and the clubhouse is fascinating. It's wonderful. So congratulations, David. I asked people to talk about Lollapalooza, whether they like it or dislike it, and why. And he's not a liker because he hates the crowds and the traffic. And my next guest had to fight some traffic coming in here. Laura Milligan from ResumeDay.com. Hi.
Hi, Bill. How are you?
This is our entrepreneur segment. Are you an entrepreneur?
I am a 13-year entrepreneur.
You are sponsored by Wintrust Financial today.
Oh, well, thank you, Wintrust. I love you, too.
The over 50 set, I guess you could define as the older worker. There are a lot of just flat wrong assumptions made about this age group. Most are rather damaging, I think, is that HR departments make these assumptions. And I did an interview, Lauren, with an MIT professor for this TV show I was hosting on.
Mm-hmm.
He's done extensive research on this, and he found that contrary to stereotypes, the older worker is more loyal, works harder, just as quick, here's the surprise, just as quick to learn sort of the new economic market of technology
mm-hmm.
that young people are. Okay, maybe they don't have a lifelong experience with it, but they are quick learners.
Absolutely, yes.
So you run ResumeDay.com, and more appropriately for this conversation, you're teaching a free class at the College of DuPage.
I am.
For older workers.
I am. I love this class. We've had two sessions. Actually, there have been three sessions so far. The fourth one's going to be in October. And the class is called the Plus 50 Self-Evaluation for Career Search.
Wow, that's kind of a mouthful.
It's a little, but here's why: because it's funded by a grant, and so the grant wants a big portion of what they do in the name of it. But if you call College of DuPage, their continuing education department, that's the department that it's in, and if you just say, "I want the Plus 50 class," they'll know what you're talking about. Or if I want the career change class, they're going to get you there.
Well, you better move quickly because I think you told me that they fill up.
They fill up very quickly, and I always find people and say, hey, you have to join this class, and they'll call up, and it's already full. So they only allow about 25 or so people in each time, and every single time it's sold out almost immediately. But don't be discouraged, because we take everyone's names, and we'll get them into a session. It is a phenomenal session.
All right. Give me the – paint the picture for me. Who are these people? What do they need? How do you help them? What's the result?
Okay. So the people that come to the class, they are 50 on up. And some of them are working. Some of them are longtime unemployed. Some of them are newly unemployed. Some of them, maybe they owned a business and now they don't own their business anymore. Whatever it is, whatever their job search situation is, they're going to come to the class. It's an evening class, so it's out of the way of the schedule and everything. And there are four classes, and each one has a different module. So the first class, we're going to talk about,
you take a course, and there are four classes within that course?
Yeah. Well, no, I'm sorry. There are four class times, Monday, Wednesday. Okay, so four evenings that you'll spend with me and the rest of the class. The first class, we talk about issues that older workers are facing and how we can get over those issues and different things you can do. Great websites that are older worker friendly, putting out some really good resources like that, because there are many out there that people don't know about. So we give out some of those ideas, and we just kind of get people comfortable with networking and talking with each other, and because the person sitting right next to you is going to be facing the exact same issue. So support each other, you know, instead of just being in this vacuum. So that's part of the wonderfulness of this class, is that there is a lot of support from people that are going through exactly what you are right now. And then let's see what else. So then one of the modules, of course, Resume Day, we talk about resume writing and how to polish up your resume and how to make it look modernized and what kind of things can be dropped off. And so we're going to get them a really polished presentation. We talk about interview skills. Of course, we talk about LinkedIn, which you know I love. We even have this really cool negotiating exercise so that older workers can get really comfortable with negotiating for themselves, whether it's at the beginning of the talk about salary or promotions, or when you're on the job, you have to negotiate for yourself too. So we're going to bring in some of the negotiating skills, but we do it in a really fun and interactive way.
You do all this teaching?
Yes.
So when you were putting the syllabus together, did you have to do some research, or did you already have all this knowledge within?
You know, I had most of it, and it was it's things that I kind of do components of for different clients here and there, and I was able to kind of bring it all together in this one program. And we just keep getting phenomenal feedback. Feedback because, you know, people in this class are saying, I never heard this information before. I never thought about doing this with my resume, or I never thought I could negotiate on my own behalf. I thought you just had to take the salary that was offered to you. So we're giving these people really, really fantastic information.
So where do people go? You should probably mention this a few times. You said called Psychology DuPage. Is there an actual website set up for this class?
There is. I would recommend that you call instead of the website.
Was that the I can't remember the URL
no,
address
it's,
look?
It's not that whatsoever. It's the website is a little cumbersome.
Oh, yeah. Okay. For 55 letters and numbers and symbols. And, yeah.
We'll just leave it at that. And COD, I love you. But the phone number for the department is 630-942-2208. Or anybody who wants more information, get in touch with me. Lauren@resumeday.com. Get in touch with me and I will get you in touch with the school, because we want as many people signed up with this course as possible.
You know, this is so important because the older worker, it feels down about themselves.
Yes.
All of society has a stereotype. Here's a text I just got.
Okay.
Don't tell the post office they hate old timers. They are slower. and don't listen to me. I mean, maybe it's tongue in cheek or something, but there is an attitude. There is a stereotype out there.
Oh, there is.
That the older worker is sort of fading out and therefore isn't going to be as productive. We want these young bucks who are going to be taking it by the horn and roaring forward.
Yeah, absolutely. And guess what? These young bucks have never been through exit strategies and succession plannings and multiple different economic markets and winning a client back after a 20-year loss or, you know, whatever. So there are so many critical business components or issues, situations where, guess what? Those young bucks, they're going to be the newbies. They're the rookies. They haven't faced all this. And so the older workers, they have got phenomenal experience that cannot be ignored.
Lauren, do you work on the psychological side? Those people who are kind of in the dumps about themselves, their skills, and whether or not they have anybody's going to ever pay attention to them again?
As much as I can. Really, as much as I can, because quite frankly, I'm not licensed. I'm not a licensed therapist. So I try to give them as much motivation with the processes that I can.
Well, but the thing is, though, when they if they go to an interview with a recruiter they show that sort of negative,
that's
a
problem.
Yeah, they've got to be confident and
that's absolutely
forward looking.
You know, I'm going to tell you though. I will tell you this. And both classes that I have taught at College of DuPage, the very first night, I'm looking out at this class of 25 people, and I see their faces and their expressions, and I see the heaviness in their shoulders and the worry. I mean, they just wear it like a coat, On the fourth session, everybody is light and they're hopeful and they're lively and animated.
They see a path. You help them understand
absolutely.
That there
and
is a future that they can
that's
grab.
That's why I am so darn excited about this.
You sound excited.
I am.
Well, with the fact that these courses are filling up to capacity would suggest if the grant writer wants to keep going, they've got a market for it.
Absolutely. And they're free. You know, this is a free class. College of DuPage wants people in this class. So they have gone out. And by the way, this grant is available. Any community college can apply for this grant. And as far as I know, COD is the only one who has in our area. So we have people coming out to College of DuPage from Cook County, from Lake County, all over. They're driving out an hour and a half to come to this class.
So the phone number, 630-942-2208, or maybe simpler, just remember the email address of my guest, Lauren Milligan. It's lauren at resumeday.com, and that's M-A-Y-D-A-Y.
It's resumeday.com, but if you spell it phonetically, you'll get there too.
She's also a pretty good resource that you can avail yourself of right now. You can call us at 312-981-7200. You can text us at that same number. Maybe you're an older worker. Maybe you have a question. She can give you real-time on-the-radio advice. Give us a ring, 312-981-7200. Talking with Lauren Milligan, her company is resumeday.com, and that's R-E-S-U-M-A-Y-D-A-Y. And you can send her an email at that same address, lauren@resumeday.com, talking about the course that she's teaching at the College of DuPage. Free course. When's the next round?
It's free, yes. October 6th is the next one.
All right. Well, there's no doubt it'll fill up.
No doubt.
Yeah.
Probably by the end of today, maybe.
Yeah, people listening. So if you've got a question, you can talk to her right now, and she can give you some pretty good helpful advice. Marty, how can we help you? You're on WGN.
Hey, good morning or afternoon. I'm 56 years old. I have a master's in HR, and I'm working on my doctorate in leadership development. quite frankly, I have to be honest, I work for a major corporation, major airline, and there's a lot of succession planning that I don't know if it's proper, but quite frankly, those people in their late 50s, early 50s, a lot of them are being pushed out. And it's although being done in such a way that it's, I guess, proper, mm-hmm. it's obvious. And so...
It's both subtle and overt at the same time, right?
What's that?
It's both subtle and overt at the same time.
Oh, absolutely. Very much so. And it's, you know, I mean, it's now a program of hiring MBAs, great recruiting department for college and universities. And I got to be honest with you, the people that are in my age group are very, very concerned as to what direction we're going in. And, I mean, quite frankly, I'll give you an example. I went down for an interview. And when the door was open, young lady said, I said, do you know where so-and-so is? She says, I don't know. I just started here this week. I just got my MBA and was recruited to come work for the company. Had no experience. And the trend is that the decision-making process is being done by trial and error. And they're not using experience to make decisions.
Well, and on one hand, you know what? On one hand, I completely agree with you. I'm not absolutely going to dispute that whatsoever. But down the road, that is going to be a problem. And I think that employers are going to start picking that up when they don't have people who can, you know, who have enough, not only critical thinking, but time in the trenches to kind of fight themselves out of job search situations and competitive situations and, you know, whatever it is. But so... Though that will come back to bite those companies, but that doesn't mean that every single company is doing that. And that's one of the things that in this class, and not, you know, I don't want to say, well, you've got to come to the class to hear these secrets, but I'm going to tell you something. We spend an awful lot of time talking about this, and not only what the candidate can do to override this, but places that are friendlier towards the older workers that need those people, that need that experience. And it really, there truly are employers that are hiring based on experience. Like I said, time in the trenches.
Yeah, Marty, maybe it's a sign that you need to be getting prepared for your own personal transition, as difficult as it is.
Yeah, I am. And by the way, Lauren, your class intrigues me, and if I can get to it, I will.
Do, come on out.
Thank you very much.
Marty, absolutely. Hope to see you there.
Here's a text I just received from the 630 area code. After an acquisition, my job was incorrectly mapped. What does that mean?
I think it means like job description, kind of what the job is requiring.
Okay, due to my new manager literally not understanding what I do, she also works in another state, I want to make a proposal to have my job title change, but don't trust that she will advocate for me. How far over her head should I go? I'm concerned about stepping on toes and making things worse.
Yeah, that is a slippery slope. You know, it really, gosh, it honestly depends on how many politics are at play here. It's not something that I can just say, hey, do this and this and this, because those could be the worst things for you to do in your particular. I've worked for those companies before where it's like you had to be careful who you talked to and who you went out with afterwards and, you know, all that kind of stuff. So politics are in play. Just please be careful. And quite frankly, at the same time, polish up that resume, because I don't think that sounds like a good long-term happy home for you anyway.
The course she teaches is called the Plus 50 Evaluation for Career Search.
That's very good.
Ridiculous. I had to write it down like you did. But if you call the College of DuPage and ask for the Plus 50 course, that's how you can track into that. So you've taught two collections of these classes.
Yes.
Any success stories? Have people called back and said, wow, this changed my life?
You know, absolutely. I have followed up with almost everybody that has taken the class that, I mean, some people love following up with me and other people are like, I love the class and now I'm just going to go do my own thing. And that's totally fine. But here's what I will tell you as far as a success story. Now these people are in my network that take this class and I have job leads coming across my desk every single day. And I can tell you a handful of them, I'm sending these job leads to these people in the class just because I'm so invested in their success now.
Nice.
So I'm sending them job leads. And I happen to know that two people got jobs from the job leads that I sent to them.
So take her course. She'll help you get a job.
I will do everything I can.
Let's see. Next up is Dion. Hi, you're on WGN.
Hi.
Hi, Dion.
Yeah, I'd like to... How you doing? I'm 54, and I'm in one of those... I don't have any skills, never went to college, but everything is self-taught.
Mm-hmm. And that doesn't mean you don't have any skills. Don't devalue.
And it's like I'm stuck in a job right now where I'm not sure if I can get out of it.
Okay.
I don't know what to do
You know what? You need to have a conversation with someone who can give you different perspectives, whether it's me, whether it's a career counselor. I think you need to have a conversation with someone who can help you get out of your headspace a little bit, because I think that you are not giving yourself credit for some of the great things that you do.
And Dion, I think you need you need energy, you need enthusiasm, you need confidence. All those things matter.
Yeah.
You can't just say, here I am my resume from the Chorus Line movie. Uh-huh. You've got to be somebody that they want to have on their team, and so you have to speak up. You have to speak with Chris.
Yeah, but the question is, where do you go with, like, I don't know what I...
Yeah, where do you start? Like she said, though, career counselor.
You know what you do? You go online, you pull up your email, and you type in lauren@resumeday.com. I will help you. We will figure something out. Because I don't want this attitude and this voice that I'm hearing. Please don't take this the wrong way, but I don't want this voice that I'm hearing to go into an interview.
Yeah, need to up the
game.
We
need to figure some things out. So you get in touch with me. I promise you, I will help you.
So Dean, again, that her email is lauren@resumeday.com. resumeyday. What, Lauren, does the over 50 worker most need to know or do?
Okay. Let's see. It's about modernizing the resume. That's such a big thing. Getting on LinkedIn. Network. I'm giving you like 18 right now.
All right.
But
what are the 18 top things? Okay. Let's rephrase.
Lauren's top 18. You know, honestly, a lot of it comes down to networking, because a lot of people this age, you know, the baby boomers, they really haven't been taught to build up your network. They go to their job and they do their, very much like this last caller. I have a feeling like he goes, he does his job, he puts it in his time, then he leaves and he goes home and he has dinner. He doesn't get out there and rubs elbows and looks people in the eye and shakes their hand. So a lot of this demographic has not learned the necessity of networking, because when they wanted a job previously, there was always one or two waiting for them, and that's not the case anymore.
And a lot of them would say, I just don't feel comfortable doing that. And what would you say? You still got to
guess what? Guess what? You're going to do it. But see, that's also one of the cool things about this class, is that you are going to get familiar with networking with people who are right there with you, right there with you. So if not there, then where?
So call the College of DuPage, that number for this Plus 50 course, 630-942-2208. If you can't remember that, you can just send me an email, or contact the instructor here directly. Again, it's a free course.
Free.
The instructor being Lauren Milligan, and her email is lauren@resumeday.com. Lauren, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Bill.